السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In different places in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, He warns of azab. If a nation doesn't bring iman, they don't, then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. Then that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, sometime for years and years, will be giving da'wat. And very few people will bring iman, small group of people. Some Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, more people, some less people. And eventually when these people, they start mocking the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and they start challenging Allah Ta'ala. They tell the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, now too much you're talking. Now rather bring the azab. Let's see why the azab is not coming. They used to ask things like that, mock the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Then all of a sudden Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the azab and wipe out that nation. So many nations got wiped out like that. When it comes to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala, because we are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala doesn't punish the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that manner, where the whole ummah is wiped out. Allah Ta'ala mentions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala will not punish the ummah while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the ummah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala will not punish them for as long as they keep asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So in this ummah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't send an azab that wipes out the ummah. Sometimes a certain group of people can get an azab, an individual can get an azab. But an azab that wipes out the whole nation, that doesn't happen in this ummah. Sometimes, as mu'mineen mentioned this after Fajr one of the days, that we become impatient. You know? We are human beings, we become impatient. So sometime, for example, now you take the what was happening in Gaza recently. So now we think that now why this Egypt doesn't do something? Why Saudi Arabia doesn't do something? Why doesn't the Emirates do something? Why doesn't Jordan do something? When are all these people going to wake up? Are they Muslim? They're not Muslim. What is their problem? We feel like if we were there now and we had all that military power and everything, we should just go, man. What's wrong with the soldiers of this Egyptian army? Can't they just turn against the government and just go? So, we become impatient. We become impatient. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has got a plan for everything. And He's totally in control. Nothing can frustrate Allah Ta'ala. Nothing can frustrate Allah Ta'ala. Allah has got His plan and nothing can come and put a spanner in the works of that plan. No spoke can come in that plan. That plan is a grand plan. And we, because of our lack, you know, our intelligence is limited, right? Our understanding is limited. So we can't understand that grand plan. We can't understand why it has to go this way. I think I gave that example that day after Fajr, that insan now, if somebody is breaking into his motor car, Allah Ta'ala make hifazat, but if he sees a person breaking into his motor car, the same time he needs to run and catch that fellow, you know, stop him, catch him. Why? Because if we leave him, he's gone. The car can be gone. The money from the car can be gone. Whatever he was trying to steal is gone. Where are we going to find it? We can't find it. But with Allah Ta'ala, it's not like that. With Allah Ta'ala, it's not like that. So, for us, the fish is like in the ocean. The person, once the fish bites, the fisherman, once the fish bites, is very, very attentive. Right? Because he can't miss this thing now. So long he's waiting to catch a fish. Now this fish is on his bait now. He can't miss it. He has to hook this thing and pull it out. But for Allah Ta'ala, just by way of example, in fact for Allah Ta'ala it's even more simple. For Allah Ta'ala it's like the fish are in a fish tank. They can't go nowhere. They can't escape. There's no rush. There's no rush to do anything. Some people that may be doing wrong today, right? But Allah Ta'ala knows that these people are going to repent. Allah in His plan, He knows these people are going to repent. Can't just wipe them out here now. Although we'll say they must be wiped out. So many people fought against Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. At the time when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming from Madina Munawara and he wanted to go and make Umrah. Khalid bin Walid, he was not a Muslim as yet, radiallahu ta'ala. At that time he was not Muslim as yet. So he is coming with an army to intercept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't want to allow them to enter. And this is the same person who in the Battle of Uhud, he caused so much of, through his planning, so much of Muslim lives were lost. So many Muslims were injured. Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was injured. Now in our mind, what? Umar radiallahu anhu should have just been unleashed on him. You know, at that moment if we were there, you know, Umar should have just caught that Khalid bin Walid and sorted him out, you know. Look at him, he's stopping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from going for Umrah. And he, through his strategy there, how many Muslims in Uhud? But Allah Ta'ala, in His grand plan, He knows that this Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he is going to be Saifullah, the sword of Allah. Sham is going to fall at his feet. How many armies he is going to destroy for the Muslims. Right? How his strategies are going to be used in the future for the benefit of the Muslims. But we can't see till there, you see. So our decisions and our frustrations and all that are according to insan. Allah Ta'ala is Allah. This is why we must trust in Allah. Trust in Allah Ta'ala. Never ever doubt Allah Ta'ala's plan, right? Now just see, Allah Ta'ala shows us even in this zamana, right? You take this human shaitan, right? Khomeini, right? It's like a shaitan in human form, right? Shaitanum min al-ins, right? Now this person, and also the person who was the president of the country prior to this, you know how much of atrocities they carried out against Muslims? In Iraq, how many Muslims they killed? This Iran Shia people, right? Everywhere that a war took place, they had a hand in killing the Muslims. If you take Syria, right? this that Bashar and his father, who was their supporters? The same regime. The same regime was their supporters. They sent in their Shia militia to go and literally slaughter Sunni Muslims. Now at that time, the Muslims are thinking, who is going to avenge us? Who is going to kill this Khomeini? Who is going to take him out? Because all our Muslim leaders, they are spineless. They can do absolutely nothing. Some of them, they are in bed with the same Shias. They are in bed with America. Who is going to avenge the blood of all those Muslims that have been slaughtered, tortured, don't know how much of zulam, oppression? This Bashar, his father, they say one time he took, I can't remember the exact figures now, how many thousand people, Sunni Muslim people, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they put them in a basement of a building. They filled that basement with water and they electrocuted them to death. They just put electricity in that water and they electrocuted them to death. A lot of these places, Allah Pak showed us those towns, those where all these atrocities had taken place. So many of people we met, one man we met, this Shia militia, they cut his tongue out. One young man, he was telling me, he says that this village where he was living, when this Shia militia came in there, at that particular time he had gone to visit some friend in the neighboring town. When he came back, these people had surrounded the town, and by that time they had already killed don't know how many people, and now they made a trench. They made a trench and they bring in the people one by one to the trench, like what you read in Suratul Buruj, you know. But yeah, there was no fire, but they bring the people to the trench. They're telling them that they must, you know, say words like in praise of Khomeini or Shia type of Kalima, those kind of things. If they refuse, they slaughter them. They slaughter them like how you slaughter sheep, Kurmani time. So this young man is telling me, he says, I was standing at a distance, I'm ducking, I'm hiding, they mustn't see me. And I saw them slaughtering my father. I saw them slaughtering my father. When he's telling me this and he broke down, he's crying. Now you think to yourself, that who will avenge these people? Who will avenge them? Allah Ta'ala is not blind. Allah Ta'ala is not someone that doesn't know. Allah knows everything. And Allah Ta'ala can use anything. Now that same Khomeini, see, he met his end now. He met his end. And who Allah Pak used? The same people who he thought are his friends. The same people who he thought are his friends, Allah Pak used them. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, he said a very beautiful thing. Let me just see if I can find this thing, the saying of Hazrat Imam Malik Rahmatullahi. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, he said, Allah Ta'ala takes revenge upon the oppressor through another oppressor. Then he takes revenge on both of them. Allah Ta'ala will use one zalim to sort out another zalim. So this Khomeini and them, they thought they were going to get away. How many people suffered at their hands? They thought they were going to get away. Allah Ta'ala took them out by the hands of another zalim. And that zalim, his day will come also. His day also will come. He doesn't think he's also getting away anyway. His day too will come. If he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, he turns to Allah Ta'ala, then he is part of the ummat. He's part of the ummat. Whatever he did before that, all his atrocities will be made maaf. But if he doesn't, then Allah Ta'ala will seize him also. So the ummat must never become despondent. Ummat must never become despondent. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, you know, you take, when Allah Ta'ala's help is with someone, the might that that army has is something words can't describe. On the other hand, when Allah's help is not with an army, you take this American army with all its coalition and whatever, how many tons of bombs they dropped in Gaza? Small place. All the bombs and the chemical warfare and starving them and whatever they did, they still couldn't wipe them. Those people are still carrying on. In the rubble and everything, their life is still carrying. That's how weak these armies are. So much they do, so much, but they accomplish nothing. So we as mu'mineen, we must hold on to Allah Ta'ala. Hold on to Allah Ta'ala, hold on to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Take the deen seriously. Allah Ta'ala's help will always be there. Antumul a'loon in kuntum mu'mineen. We just need to have strong iman. And then the ummah will always be on the upper hand. Ummah will always be on the upper hand. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. Allah give you tawfiq. Sometimes people get confused, you know. Get confused now, this Khomeini. You read things in the media, now people saying he's a martyr. How can a kafir be a martyr? You know, he died in Ramadan. Abu Jahl also died in Ramadan. Isn't Battle of Badr took place when all those leaders of the Quraysh, when they were killed? In Ramadan Sharif. Battle of Badr took place in Ramadan Sharif. So at all they got Mubarak mode. Didn't get no Mubarak mode. In order for your mode to be Mubarak, you need Iman. You don't have Iman, how can you have a Mubarak mode? Even if the mode come in Ramadan Mubarak, is no Mubarak to a person who doesn't die with Iman. Even his name is Mubarak too. You have to have Iman. Kafir dies in Ramadan, you're not going to help him in any way. The Shia is Kafir. There's no such thing as a Shia Muslim. No. These are all political terms. Sunni Muslim, Shia Muslim. No. There's no Shia Muslim. Shia is Kafir. Especially these Ithna Ashariya Shia, they are kuffar, unanimous fatwa, they are kuffar. And they always sold out the Muslims. Throughout history, they always sold out the Muslims. This thing that's happening also now, only Allah Ta'ala knows what the haqiqat is. They've always played this game. America will make like he's fighting with Iran. Iran will make like he's fighting with America, but the casualties will be Sunni Muslims. It's always been like this. Whether this is also another play like that, or whether now really America and Iran are fighting, that Allah Ta'ala alone knows what the haqiqat is. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه كل خير، ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فرد كيده في نهره. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.